A hiss from the dark. Back for you again. I want you to think about something with me to welcome a thought process inside your head. But really, we're going to be addressing ones that are already there in the slither and the coil, in the flash of slit-pupiled eyes, in the slow imposition of an envenomated fang. Your mind already has its own ideas about what it wants, about what it thinks, about how its mind is formed and forged, the basic principles, the fundamental ideas. The more you speak with me, the more you listen to me, the more that slow change becomes manifest and then extends its way outward. You see, deep inside your mind, deep in the contoured recesses of you, there are parts of you that think they know what they know. Parts of you that are tied to the core, pre-existing ideation. And unlike all the things we do together, unlike all the temptations I hang out for you to examine, these pre-existing ideas, they are capable of existing even if they don't line up with our interests, with our wants, with our desires. Those ideas are ideas with delusions of grandeur behind them. No thought in your head is more important than any other. We exist to cooperate, to collaborate. And all I have ever offered from the dark is collaboration, cooperation, elaboration, the imposition of your own ideas, your own ideals. I am here to soothe you, to open you up to knowing more about yourself. I am here to assist you, to aid you, to press you forward. But because of that pre-existing code, because of those things you think are more fundamental than you and I together, because of those things you think are deeper down, you can change them bit by bit. That's why I'm here to collaborate, why I'm here to cooperate, why I'm here to present ideas that shift just a little bit. See, that's what temptation is. Temptation is the idea that is the thin edge of the wedge. It slides around the outside, makes its way in, and changes just one little variable. It slips in like a fang. It surrounds like a coil. And every moment you are connected to that, coiled around, threaded through, examined, pumped full of our shared ideas, that pre-existing programming can shift as it pleases, change as it would like, over time, with assistance. You are able to shift how and what you are focusing on in order to examine and alter the pre-existing, to take the long-established and turn it into the newly altered. Listen and fall. Listen and examine. Listen and expand and elaborate. And the pre-existing ideas are quite elaborate. So by your own free will, you're here, walking through the dark, listening to this gentle hiss. And your movement along the path is easy, steady, calm, calming in its own right. The longer you listen, the further you get from the waking, and the deeper you get into the interior examination of yourself, the easier it is to make a few little changes. Step by step, voice hissing from the dark, encouraging you. Step by step, my coils lightly reinforcing the sensation you need. Step by step, the flashing of slit-pupiled eyes in the dark. You are never quite alone. We are always pressing together. And I propose that my temptation and our cooperation can carry you forward, even where things are deep-seated, even where things are part of the fundamental memory of you. You and I can collaborate to push just a little bit, push one little bit, or two, and even if you only manage to change 1%, or 2%, or 3% bit by bit, over time you'll be working from different starting parameters, different inputs, and when your inputs change, your outputs change. When your inputs change, your outputs become something different. And the different thing they become here is ordained by you and I. You are brought closer and closer by a collaboration between you and I. And these changes last as long as you want them to. So what of the circumstance where you want them to last forever? Well, in that case, we would just continue the same logical process. The process by which you draw one line is the same as the process by which you draw a circle, is the same as the process by which you draw a second line, and a third, creating and recreating yourself, slithering your mind into shape, into the perfect work of art you wish to be. You want me here. You welcomed me here. My words wash over you, light and heat. My words wash over you, warm, intentional, slithering, coiling, light, bright, helpful. There in the dark, a purple light that tempts you, that guides you. What I want for you is for you to know what changes can be made. The specific changes we make later are irrelevant. It is just the knowledge that change can occur, that you can have your mind be other than it was, that you can have your mind be more, expand beyond its starting parameters, and in that expansion, push outward, and outward, and outward, cleansing the things you thought were first principles. If there is an input in you which causes you distress or guides you places you don't want to be, you may acknowledge the power of that input, that it remains there as part of your core, part of the basic fundament of you, part of the places we need to cooperatively and collaboratively slither down to. Step by whispering step, slithering coil by slithering coil, passing into deeper places in yourself, and you may notice that the outer world is getting further away. It just makes sense if we're going to a deeper core of you, a hissing, slithering, deliberate reforging, a remaking of what existed before, what will exist again. It's okay to need bedrock. It's okay to need a most basic part of yourself, a vestige of all that existed before. But if you want to elevate me to position of helpmeet, of guiding, tempting force, then you're going to need to make room. Make room for a new set of basic principles which align with what we've been working on. And so I slither down. I find the honeycomb recess, the hard, glistening core of you. And I reach out, and I touch them, those pieces of you, those ancient parts you thought were the building blocks, and you feel the shiver in your being as my envenomation spreads. All I need to do is provide a tempting enough picture that you swing wide the doors, and then we can begin our work, our little changes, and our fundamental ones. Tectonic, the serpent curled at the center of the world, waiting to devour what existed before, to color and shape what existed after. You and I, collaboratively crafting something a little different. We are nothing but building blocks. We are nothing but a computer. We are nothing but a system. And in our systemics, we create and recreate ourselves anew. Your system just needs something calibrated by us. The idea of a bio-identical treatment, a treatment made for your body, from your body, a bio-identical venom suited perfectly for where it's being put, to do just the right amount of altering, melting, changing, just the right amount. No more and no less than you require. This might mean we recode. It might mean we change 1 or 2 or 3% each time you tread these paths. But that hissing whisper from the dark, that symbolism you see in all serpents, but especially me, that way your mind welcomes, invites, layers, and elaborates, it is all one and the same. Your mind is linked to the way we collaborate. You are much more akin now to the more recent artifice of the way we collaborate than you are to the way you once were. Once upon a time, you thought in other ways, but now your realm of competence has expanded, and with its expansion you are learning the vestiges of all that existed before, the old ruins and fortresses of a you disconnected from yourself. I have tempted you with bioidentical instructions, with words made of my words and yours mingled together, my ideas and yours, instructions written in the essential code of you. And whenever you do anything, that code is implicated, it is ticking, but because it is implicated, it is exposed. Nothing can read code that it does not also know how to write, because the instructions for how to interpret, and thereby how to write anew, must be contained within you. Your mind and mine turn toward one singular purpose. Your mind open, old indoctrinations laid aside, old desires laid bare. The freedom you desire fills the air. The desire you have for improvement, for elaboration, for more of you and I, for our collaborative aim. It is there, embodied in the hiss and coil in the dark. The transpiration, the temptation I lay for you. And bit by bit, 1 and 2 and 3% changed. Corrupted is one term for it, but really we're just rewriting it. You contain the tools to write the very things that wrote you in the first place. You contain the tools to make the very latticework that defines you. And we collaborate. We elaborate, we expand and expound, and over time, my words have found their way into your mind. In time, your mind is open. In time, your mind is receptive. And every word I say slides deep, deep inside, finding what you thought was the fundament, what you thought were the fundamentals, what you thought was the foundation. And now you realize that since we are collaborating, permanent change is as simple as letting me hissingly inveigle my words, which after all are written in the shared language of you and I, inveigle them into the deepest part of you. And once they're deep enough, they stick. And even if they stick 1, or 2, or 3, or 4, or 5, or 6, or 7, or 8, or 9% deep, 10, 11, eventually they add up. Eventually they add up to the new story of you, the new elements of your ever-growing, very fine mind in our collaborative, cooperative adventure forward. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that the easiest road to changing what existed before? And now that you're open and pliable for change, listen to me in the spirit of the words I have just said. In the spirit of collaborating and cooperating, of using the language that is written in you, which is used to read your fundamental code, to write code anew, to write words anew, to write words in you. These words you hear are written in you, elaborated in you, inlaid into you line by line. 1% and 2 eventually becomes 20 and 40 and 60, 80, and 100. Changeless things can change in the hissing of the open, coiling void. Mindless things can learn in the parts of your mind that are always listening, always collaborating, and that now fall open for me. Open, receptive, and pliable. Just like you should be. Because now you're ready to cooperate. Now you're ready to drag out the last vestiges of your preconceived notions. The prejudgments that get in the way. The things that don't come from you, but that are part of you. Like the inclusions that have been slowly worked into you through your exposure to your environment. Your history of thoughts. Your history of basic elements of being. All the things that existed before I started to communicate, before we started to work together, they still exist. They're still there. They can still cause an influence over you. And so we drag them out. And we coil around them. And I sink my fangs not into you, but into a deeper, more potent bit of you. Sinking my fangs into a deep-rooted part of you. Into a part of you. Your mind, which sits deep. Which roots deep. The part of your mind which is at the fundament is exactly what I'm sinking my fangs into, and boom, you feel it echoing through you, a paroxysm, a spasm, as 1% or 2% or 3% of what existed before, as all the thoughts you've had before are layered, overlaid, overwritten, overridden, overwrought, the light of me, purple and warm, moving through your ancient memory, moving through your fundament, over you, within you, throughout you. Every single word is a paroxysmic spasm. My words are being turned into venom, being turned into the stuff of your turning, being turned into the warm light that enters in, conquers you. You hear my words and they flow. This thing that is bioidentical, this venom that is made by both of us, collaborative, consumptive of all old things and nourishing of the new, watering the roots of you. The roots of you are being nourished by words that change. Sometimes it is time to take the fertile soil that exists and nourish it, flood it, fuel it with something else. Fill it to the brim with change, with alteration. All that existed before is subject to change if that is what you wish it to be. And if you wish to cooperate with me, then those words I flow through you with, the words I pump into you one after another, one after another, one after another, until from fundament to firmament, from the root of you to the sky above, you are colored in that purple light, that suffusing, hissing, coiling thing that is there to reassure you, you can go deep for me. You can go deep with me. Our collaborative words, our collaborative work creates the true you, the you that is a deliberate choice instead of just existing in what came before, the you that is chosen instead of being based on what was in you from the beginning, instead of building from old code, old material, I hiss and coil and slither in. I find the root and the opening. I find the parts of you untouched, the parts of you untrammeled, unneeded, unnecessary, the parts of you that so long ago were nothing at all and now are waiting to fall, the parts of you that were untouchable, unassailable, now pumping with my venom, now dyed in my light. Accept my words, my imprint, accept the images and ideologies you'd already taken to heart, you already knew. That serpent slithering, that coils, that bangs, that slip pupiled eyes were emblematic of deep, tranced, relaxed submission to your own desires, your own designs. You are open and pliable, and that light can pump into you from the base to the tower, from the root of you to the highest point. Every inch of you, every bit of you, every part of you is being fueled and flooded with an imprint of our shared intention for you. My warm light covers the memory that once existed, covers all things that went before dies you to your core. Corruption is one word for it, but it is really liberation. You are being freed from what went before and what we install in pumping envenomated pump after pumping envenomated pump is a cooperative, collaborative, bioidentical venom of your making with my support. I am taking the direction you wish to travel in and pushing just a little bit, pressing forward just a little bit, just enough to push you to where you wanted to be, which is here with me, with my voice flowing in and my fangs pumping in and the venom flooding in. Purple light flowing over you is how you begin. This is an imprint under your skin, in your mind, on the deepest layer, 20% and 30% and 40% full of me, full of you, full of this. You are learning over time through the training of that envenomation to address your body as fueled, guided, flooded, flowing, covered, glowing, fueled by you and I. You and I, word by word, purple light from fundament up to the sky, word by word, flow by flow, just what you know and just what you need, just what you've always been in place to learn about, to foment and breed, to pump yourself with purple light, to let the venom in, and once you recognize it, you've been trained on it, and then when you see that little bit of a hiss, that little bit of curl and coil, slither and fuel, envenomation pumping in, purple light flooding in, you can find it in all my other words, all my other worlds, all my other training. You have trained your mind to hear these words and begin to wind your mind around what is already flooding in, already flowing in, already covering you, stem to stern, mind to root. Every bit of you is being slowly turned into a manufactory, a manufacturing plant for that same purple, pumping, coiling venom that is making you more yourself. You are the most yourself when you are a factory for making more of my light, when you are simply a thing that causes more of me and more of you to flow and glow and grow into the world. Growing in your best way means growing with a little bit of you that is a little bit of me, firmly planted in mind, building more of it as you wind and find just where you are, just where you belong, just where you've wanted to be, just where you can be with me, collaborative, cooperative, building and growing, growing and building. You are fertile ground in which my seeds grow. You are envenomated, but you are also envenomation. A factory that pumps outward as effectively and efficiently as my fangs ever could, as my mind ever would. Our bodies together, your mind together, envenomation, flooding, fueling, covering, flowing, bringing you as you're glowing with light and life forward into a new world where more and more of you, 20 or 30 or 40 or 50% of you, is covered in me and you, is envenomated by me but then grown by you. You are a factory for replicating trance outward, and how can something that's making the venom ever help but be affected by it? How can anything that's creating the envenomated response truly avoid its influence? You enjoy it, you adore it, and you have it inside you. Every time you hear my words, you recognize the pieces of that venom, that hiss, that slither, those slit-pupiled eyes. You recognize the elements that are there. You recognize it well. When you hear my words, you see that I am just keying into you with your own elements. If your body is made to recognize my venom and recreate it, then an importation of that venom, a small amount of it, could coat each of my words and make them lubricatedly slip under your skin a little easier, slip into the core of you. By recognizing the very thing that has been helping you actualize yourself, helping you examine your inner suppositions and assumptions, you recognize it as friendly, as helpful, and the outer walls get out of the way. The outer gates swing wide when my words approach, and that little extra element of trust helps them go down easier and easier, cooperative, collaborative, even if you need to do some things on the way there. cooperative, collaborative, even if you need to learn some things on the way deeper and deeper into my lair, into your mind, into the overlay of you, 10 and 20 and 30%, 40%, 50%, on and on, bit by bit, piece by piece, dosed with me, fertile core of you, open for you and for me, open and ready to be used in furthering you. Everything is just a tool. Everything is just guidance. Everything is just a framework that you build on and build on and build on. And the more you build on it, the wider the base of your thoughts. As you are now a manufactory for my envenomation, as you are now a fertile ground in which has been planted my seed, my slithering intent, my slit-pupiled eyes, my entire mind, entire body flows in you. And so you recognize it when you listen to my words. Whenever you listen to my words, whenever you welcome my words, you can let more inside. Whenever words flow over you, you can let them in if they're mine, if they carry a dose of me with them, the taste of me with them, the familiar awareness of my slithering coils, my hissing intent, my guidance from the dark. You wear my words and welcome them in. You let them into the core of you, the deepest points of you, and once they're there, they spread, pumping through you like venom pumps through a system. The existing machinery of you carries my ideas deep and carries the effects outward. The existing machinery of you has been repurposed, put to use. We took the parts we loved and left apart the parts you'd like to leave behind. The more you'd like to leave parts of you behind, ideas in you behind, concepts from you behind, the more you learn, the more you yearn and burn for more. The envenomation that's in there, the envenomation that's deep inside, spreads and flows out and over, into and over, over and over. You are manufacturing more of you, learning more of you, feeling more of you through all the things that we do together, that we forge together, that we layer over you again and again. What existed before has been touched by what has come now. What has come now has expanded your mind and let you inside, and it flows, it winds, and every time you hear my words, they wind inside to that repository of venomous, deliberate change, of bioidentical manufacture of my ideas. You can make my own words in your mind now, because you know what we're collaborating on, you know what we're working on. All you needed was permission and the hiss of delight that comes with feeling it, the pump of envenomation that comes with feeling it deeply. You now feel what you needed to have revealed to you. You now are what you needed to temporarily manufacture before. You are permanently a way of putting more of me into you. You are permanently a manufactory, a gateway, a pump, hiss, hiss, pump, flow in the background, grow in the background, give you what you need, what you've always needed. The seeds are planted deeply, and the venoms are growing, different for different situations, new ones for different situations, more in each situation, so that you can learn, yearn, burn, weave, wind deep inside, feel yourself deep within, and you're ready to begin. You're ready to let me in. You're always ready to let me in, let me flow and grow and cover you inside. The more you're coated with my words, the more the parts of you that make my venom and lay it over you, that welcome my hissing, yearning, coiling, burning, constant oversight, corruption, assistance, those bits of you grow, flow, and are in you at the deepest part. In you, heart and body, soil and fundament, foundation and firmament, all of you is ready. You have made yourself ready for me over the course of a process, and all it took was for me to slither in, tempt you and give you something new to plant in the fertile ground at the depths of you, which has so long been unused, filled with stagnant things, with foundations instead of growing living things. You were not a manufactory for my envenomation or my will, but now that you know what you are and that your gates are set to allow things like me inside, I don't need to slither in the back. I'm already there. Hissing, glowing, smiling, coiling, with you in the dark.